There's really two types of healthcare taking place in America today. There's emergency medical, which we see almost every day, a life-saving event because someone was there, they were properly trained, they could save a life, they knew what to do. And so we don't question that our system of healthcare, when it comes to emergencies, is number one in the world. But how are we doing when it comes to chronic? And if we really analyze that track record, that report card, so to speak, we see that we're not really faring so well in the area of chronic illness. And chronic is simply anything that someone's had for 10 days or longer. That's typically the textbook definition of chronic illness. And in that arena, we are a miserable failure worldwide. And the system that we have is primarily proving itself, unfortunately, to be the most cost inefficient disease care system on the planet. And we're not getting the results where it should be.
Hey there, people of the pods and all you podsters and podettes. Welcome to Too Many Podcasts. I'm Jim, your personal podcast Sherpa, also known as the guy who says the word podcast too much. I'm here to guide you for another week through Mount Podcastia. You've just heard the words of my guest this week, Dan Young. Dan is the host of the podcast Total Wellness Radio, so that makes our theme this week natural wellness. You know by now that I'm a big fan of knowledge, and our conversation was very eye-opening. I think you'll really be interested in what he has to say. And if you're checking out Total Wellness Radio, you'll get to hear all the experts that he interviews in the field of healthcare. And there are a lot of episodes to check out with a lot of topics. It's a better source than Dr. Google, unless your doctor's last name is actually Google. Also, if you're listening to his podcast, you'll also hear this week's interview segment in one of his episodes. Thanks a lot, Dan. But please bear in mind that I'm not a doctor. I only play one on podcasts. And there I go, saying podcast again. Did it again. Let's head on down to the conference room in the Sherpa Chalet, and we'll get started right after this ad. Today we'll be speaking with Dan Young. Dan has been in clinical practice for almost 20 years, and his podcast, Total Wellness Radio, focuses on interviewing practitioners from all over the world in natural health modalities. We're in different time zones today since Wyoming is further west of Mount Podcastia. At least today it is. Either way, we're doing our interview very early this morning. So if either one of us sounds like we need caffeine, well, we probably just might. Now, before we start our interview, Dan provided me with some information on his clinic to read. Our influence for the past 20 years in the original remedies, health, and wellness space centers around three components. First, the clinical component. Country Doctor Nutritional Center in Cheyenne, Wyoming, was established in 1998 in Torrington, Wyoming, later moving to Cheyenne. Our office is working on its third generation of practitioners bringing original remedies to people. These original remedies are actual solutions, not Band-Aids, for people's health. To date, Dan has accumulated over 25,000 clinical hours of hands-on experience with helping people with all types of chronic illness regain and experience superior health. The outreach of these original remedies, nature's response to chronic illness, is needed for every community in America. Second, the manufacturing component, Country Doctor Herbals Incorporated. Our facility adheres to GMP as laid out by the FDA. Our herbal-based dietary supplements have stood the test of time by consumers all over the world for purity, potency, and performance. These original remedies can be traced back as far as man's earliest recorded history, hence the name, Original Remedies. Third, our mentorship component. Because of the overwhelming success our clinic continues to enjoy, we want to give back by making it possible for all nutrition-minded practitioners to experience the business of their dreams. Many come out of school enhanced healers and have zero clue how to create, market, manage, grow, or sustain an actual wellness practice. Practice Blueprint is making this possible with our six-day intensive hands-on mentorship program. For details on a syllabus, contact Becca, B-E-C-C-A, Mayo, M-A-Y-O, Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, that's all one word, at gmail.com. Our motto, we walk students into professional mastery so they may run at any pace they choose. Hands-on clinical experience combined with our proven education platform for achieving maximum results is no equal in the nutritional therapy industry. Dan, welcome to Too Many Podcasts.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. This is going to be fun.
Thanks. It's a pleasure having you too. You know, I think when many people hear the word clinician, they imagine the stereotype of a medical person in a lab coat with lots of test tubes and charts. But the reality is there's so much more than that. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about your role as a clinician?
You know, I was very fortunate, Jim. My family, as far back as 1974, because of our personal experiences watching my grandfathers go through some real struggles with chronic illness, and then the mismanagement of their cases, kind of is why my father became so fascinated with safe, effective, non-toxic approaches that people could use to restore function. And that's really what we're talking about as clinicians here at Country Doctors. We're not treating disease, we're not treating insomnia, we're not treating headaches or high blood pressure. We're evaluating why is this person's body not performing by design, right? Not performing optimally. And when we focus on that, what happens is we bring on display real problems, and to those real problems, real solutions that people can use: natural, safe, effective, primarily diet, lifestyle, stress, and nutritional approaches that position the body to have the performance it was designed to perform by.
Okay. In your statement that I read before, we mentioned that the facility adheres to GMP as laid out by the FDA. What is GMP?
GMP is good manufacturing practices. We are under oversight from the FDA as well as state and local health inspection. For the raw materials that we bring in. And when I say that raw materials, we're talking about primarily herbals, herb remedies. We make tinctures, which are liquid extracts of these whole properties. And then we put them together, we bottle them, we label them, we store them. We have to do outside third-party independent testing on the product, final product, before the consumer can consume it to ensure safety, potency, that there's no chemicals, there's no bacteria counts, things of that nature. So when we're dealing with, we're dealing with food properties, right? And they've been extracted with an alcohol extraction process so that they can be sustained and have some form of a shelf life. But they don't lose their potency. And because we don't use heat in the process of extracting these properties and building these remedies, okay. you don't lose any of the potency. But all of this whole process, from the time we intake a shipment of herbs till it's sent out and boxed and sent to a consumer, there are steps in every process to that that have to be is strictly adhered to by our staff in the lab, and that's those systems are governed by and written by and policed by the FDA.
Okay. And what exactly inspired you to create your podcast?
You know, thank you for asking that question, because I understand the importance of getting the word out, getting the message out. Podcasting has for me been a real exciting way to create my own marketing piece and give a free education to people. And when I first started it 2 years ago, it was little 5-minute, 10-minute segments of me just talking about a specific concern, right? And so what I did was, is that now my platform allows me to do up to hour interviews. And I wanted to see, people are, if they're just hearing from me about natural health and things they can do to, to protect themselves or improve their performance, then that's just a sales pitch, right? But if I interview people from around the world, and let them have a platform to share their story on, and I can just basically maybe interject here and there my experience, or, oh, I identify with that, that makes sense, or, hey, here's my experience on that particular comment, then now it's a conversation amongst, people that might be a chiropractor, or it might be a functional medicine wellness, or a cancer specialist, or someone like that. And these people are from all over the world now. And so we've captured and accumulated these interviews, and it's really grown into something I'm really excited about, because it helps me kind of recharge my batteries when I'm talking to all these other practitioners and their mindset, their viewpoint, their experiences. The results that their clients are getting are very similar to what we've been able to reproduce here. And so you don't feel so alone either in the world of natural health.
Okay. Do you feel that pharmaceutical medicine and herbal supplements can coexist in wellness treatment?
Oh, 100%. I'm I think it's just, for me, it's about keeping them in proper perspective, right? Pharmaceutical-driven forms of care when it comes to chronic illness have really proven themselves historically to be a miserable failure. When it comes to emergency medical and the ability to save lives, pharmaceutical-driven approaches have, obviously, you and I would I think, totally agree that people's lives, every moment of every day, someone's life is being saved by some form of, you know, emergency medical procedure, and most of those would include a pharmaceutical piece or a component. But when you look at our numbers, when you look at the health of America in the realm of how are we doing with chronic illness, if we're only using, if we're only using the pharmaceutical model to treat allergies, well, then it's a miserable failure because the person's allergies never truly go away. They might see symptoms improve here and there. They might see, if it's insomnia, they might see insomnia improve here and there. But then we have now another problem. If they take Ambien long-term, the side effects and the toxic buildup from that can start bringing on display future problems. So in the short go, pharmaceuticals are a very good quick fix. But in the big picture, long-term use of these things, we're seeing a miserable failure. And one of the things that we're seeing, especially in this country, that we all unfortunately are touched by is the opiate use epidemic that we're dealing with in this country. It's tragic. Well, that starts off being very, what I believe to be very innocent by very well-meaning people in the medical community who are helping people in the short term. And that's in the micro, but in the macro picture, it's creating some horrendous problems. And I think when we look at the pharmaceutical model as a whole, from that angle, we have to admit that, yes, there is a coexistence that can take place, but that pharmaceuticals, unfortunately, in this country, are being massively overused in most cases.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. When we see alternatives to traditional medicines, vitamins, and supplements, what do you think is the best approach that a consumer should be aware of before they want to make a change?
You know, that's a great question. I think, Jim, that from my experience, what I see is people are very confused, they're misguided, they're misinformed. They're Googling their symptoms, okay? In the industry, the term for that is a cyberchondriac. They're checking, and then they get all, you know, stressed out, which is even more detrimental to their health, okay? And what's happening is they're watching late night TV, or they're seeing some kind of Instagram feed of a, you know, oh, get this supplement that does it all. And they're buying these things with the intention, good intention, of I want to see if this will help me improve my health. I want to perform better. The problem is nutrition has two components. It either acts as a fireman or a carpenter. And let me explain. If you have a weakness in the immune system for infection, let's say bacteria, we want to correct the weakness in the immune system by improving the raw materials that we give the body to support normal immune system function. There's a weakness there. So we correct it naturally with supplements, with nutrition, with herbs, change of diet, stress. Okay, great. When you do that, then you correct the weakness in the immune system. What a lot of people are taking are things that are more called, and that's a fireman, right? That's how you would label a fireman.
Okay.
They're taking carpenter. They're throwing all these things in here at this, and then they say, and here's what happens. And you know this to be true. You've either experienced this or you know somebody that has, Jim. Well, I tried that and it didn't work for me.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And so that, right? So that gives the nutrition a bad name. Here's the problem, and this is what I've seen clinically. How do you know that's what your body needed? You don't. You read the label, right? The big print riveth, small print taketh away. You read the label, you got sold something, you got, you know, it appealed to you, you were attracted to whatever. A friend said you got to do this. So you do it, and you don't get the right result, and what gets blamed is the product. And that approach is what gives nutrition kind of a black eye, in that people are misusing it. Now, I'm not saying on the other end of the spectrum, we should only allow a medical doctor to distribute those things to determine if that's what you need, because they're not qualified either, right? They're not trained in nutrition and health. They're trained in disease management, disease care, and pharmaceutical models. That's what they're trained in. So there's a big spread between what the consumer and how they could really benefit from natural or original remedies, and what they're actually accessing out there on Google or or these ads and things of that nature. So the big challenge is making sure that we use nutrition properly, number one. And number two, making sure that there's a network of people who are properly trained to evaluate, determine, and educate a person on what they should actually be using, what they need, for how long, what's a good quality product versus an over-the-counter, you know, for lack of better description, a piece of garbage that's not going to do you any good and people are wasting money. That's the big challenge in the supplement industry too. I mean, people are spending billions and billions of dollars on stuff that just doesn't work. It's not good or it's very low quality. So that's also a problem in the nutrition space, I think. And so we have a toll-free number that we can give out there at the end if you want, or we can put it in the description when you publish the podcast.
Absolutely.
There's a toll-free number of a group that's got an alliance with practitioners all over the country. It's a free service. They don't get any referral or charge any money for it. And you give them your city and your zip, and you can find out if there's somebody in your community trained like what I've been trained the last 20 years that can help you get on the right path with this.
Wow. Okay, I have a multi-part question for you. Okay.
Sorry, Jim, I should have told you ahead of time I like to talk.
That's okay. That's not a problem. Okay, here's my multi-part question for you. So this will get you talking. So get your coffee ready.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Even though we hear the words all natural or organic on the labels of food and supplements, how clearly is that defined? Are there certain standards that have to be met? And how do the people that are trained through your clinic deal with this?
You know, that's a great question. And really kind of my little rant there kind of touched on some of this. We have a supplement labeling problem in this country, okay? If you just have a sprinkle of echinacea powder in a tablet, you can call on the label all natural echinacea, big letters, right? And a big, pretty colorful picture of echinacea on the label. And it's garbage. There was a gentleman, a research scientist, his name is Stephen Chernesky. He wrote a book called The DHEA Breakthrough. This is 15, 20 years ago. Stephen Chernesky ran one of six genomics labs in Colorado, the state just to the south of me here, my neighbors. He went into a local health food store. He purchased 9 different brands of St. John's wort, a calming herb, right? It has a nice calming effect, helps with sleep, that type of thing. He did that. He took it back to his genomics lab, and when he put it down to the genetic level of the components and the raw materials in these 9 different supplements, only 5 even had St. John's wort in it.
Wow.
3 of which had close to what they said on the label, and 1 was actually what it said it was. So we have a real problem, and this was 10 years ago, okay? So we have a real problem in that I think the people that want to start a vitamin cottage or whatever are very, you know, health conscious, and they want to help their community and they think they're doing them a really good thing. But the problem is we got tons of manufacturers out there that aren't being held to a better standard because the laws don't hold them to a better standard. And then you take someone like me who's working in the herbal realm, the whole food realm, and we're working with only raw materials. And we have a list of all that. I mean, anybody at any time, if they want to know what's in a product, they can let us do them. I mean, it's right on the label. But what we say is in the label is actually in there in its full, in its full potency. And then we have, you know, file drawers of data to support. This is how it was handled. Here's where we got it. This is organic, meaning it was not exposed to any chemicals during the growing process. It was wild crafted. That term means that we didn't go in and just rape the field and take all of the lobelia or all of the lavender. We only took that which was ripe and ready and left the rest so it could mature, okay, and reach its potency. So, I mean, there's so much that people don't realize. And then the funny thing on top of this, Jim, is on the label of supplements, it says these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, okay? That's kind of a misleading situation also. I can assure you, sir, my my lab is on the radar with the FDA 24/7, 365, and they can walk in at any time. They can flash a badge and they can say, let's see how you guys are doing. Here, it's inspection week. And they climb inside of you with a microscope for 7 days, you know, 5 to 7 days, to see if there's anything that you're not complying with. So, and then they make you put that label on there that says, well, these haven't been inspected by the FDA, which is really kind of misleading to the consumer. The reality of it is that it's been completely vetted by the FDA. But the FDA does not approve supplements. They only approve pharmaceutical drugs. So,
wow, that's interesting. I never really knew that. You know,
most people don't realize that.
That's right. You know, we hear a lot of buzzwords promoting healthy living, like superfoods, keto diet, HIIT, yep, et cetera. You know, and they tend to become more like trends rather than actual lifestyle changes, I think, sometimes. So what do you think that people should be concerned with to make healthy adjustments to their lifestyles?
Jim, you've done your homework. I thank you. You're asking some really good questions. These are things that I discuss all the time. I have to discuss these types of things all the time with clients. If you're interested in the ketogenic diet, get online and check out a guy by the name of Dr. Dominic DiAgostino. He did all of the clinical trials with the Navy SEALs down in Florida. He literally, from a science-based standpoint, proved that you can cure cancer with the ketogenic diet. He has come on to TED Talks and made those statements as a research scientist and a PhD researcher. So his background is credible, okay? You can go online and look up the Charlie Foundation on epilepsy in Charlie Abrams, who is one of I think it's Jim Abrams, who's a producer out in Hollywood. He put together the Charlie Foundation. Mayo Clinic uses this approach to completely eradicate epilepsy, drug-free, okay? So it's you know, Truman said it best. The only thing we don't know about in this world is the history we haven't been exposed to yet. And these are things that have been taking place for the last 10, 15, 20 years in this country. And the problem is they get watered down, they get misrepresented. People hear like a little piece of the truth sprinkled with a lot of embellishments, right? Around like the ketogenic diet or, you know, the hormone replacement things that for losing weight that you kind of touched on. And then they hear little bits and pieces of it and it loses its credibility or validation. And with the ketogenic diet, especially, I'm very, very fond. I'm very, very pro that. Only if you plug into like the Charlie Foundation and do it the way they've designed, or if you do it the way Dr. Agostino had suggested. If you can follow those, most people, not all, but most people are going to experience the type of benefit that those two organizations, those two sources have documented for several years. There's lots of spin-offs of these things, and that's where it gets watered down. That's where it loses its potency. That's where people say, oh, well, I tried that, didn't work for me. And reality is if you didn't respond to it or you didn't do it right.
Okay. I'm not going to make you give away any company secrets or anything, but is there anything coming in the future of wellness that our listeners should be aware of?
You know, I think that the biggest thing I think is what you and I are doing right now, proper education. Getting people plugged in to what's really valid, things that they can actually count on from an educational standpoint. Stop watching YouTube, stop Googling everything, and get plugged into actual clinicians who are in the trenches helping real people with real problems get really well. That's the key. Cut out all of the fluff and the red tape and go right to people that are actually doing this work. And have actually proven from a clinical perspective that these approaches work. They work well. They're not toxic. There's no side effects. Now, here's the kicker. It takes time and it takes some effort. And we have a real quick fix mentality in this country about, oh, I'll just take the pill for the ill and I'll be fine. You know, take some, you know, Nexium and my stomach problems will go away. And the problem is that that doesn't work with whole food concentrates, herbal remedies, things of that nature. You have to do the right thing. You have to do the right amount, and you have to be patient, put forth some effort, and put forth the right amount of time. You're talking about restoring function in the human body after you've abused it, maybe knowingly or unknowingly to you for 10, 15, 30 years, whatever. So you're talking about trying to reverse all that in the course of 3 to 6 months, maybe a year, right? And that's what people need to know too, is that that's the big thing that's coming up, is better education, people being able to plug into things like what you and I are talking about. They can hang their hat on it. They can, here's my phone number and address. You can check me out, right? I mean, it's like, this is not new. There's lots of these clinics across the country, but people don't know where to look and they don't know what to plug into. And so education, I think, is really the next big thing in natural health, so that we plug people into the real deal, and not just some snake oil sales pitch about what nutrition might or might not do.
Okay. And knowing what you already know and what you've learned from your guests, what do you incorporate in your daily life to maintain your level of wellness?
You know, it's a great question. I stay focused on, I do actually, it's funny you said it earlier, I do actually a morning superfood smoothie. I love smoothies. If you look at the history of Jack LaLanne, the very first guy on television to do exercising, right? His lifespan, how well his health held up into his 90s. His mentor, Dr. Paul Bragg's, and the things that they did in terms of how they moved, what they ate, their stress management. So I believe in exposing myself to a lot of good, healthy, raw nutrition. Try to keep the diet as straight as possible. That's key. And, in my age, I'm supposed to be on between 3 and 5 medications now, and I'm not on one. So I have avoided that trap, thank God.
Wow.
and stay real active. You know, I'm a grandfather now, so I work hard and I play hard. I think that's part of good living too.
Okay. Now we said that you've done over 160 podcasts, and you've interviewed countless health professionals from so many fields.
Yes.
Here's one for you to think about for a second. Is there anybody, living or dead, that you would consider a dream guest?
Oh, yeah. Like I just mentioned, I would put Paul Bragg, who was Jack LaLanne's mentor. And many people in this country still remember Jack LaLanne, the miracle juicer guy, right, that sold the juicers. And he swam across that one river area, that bay area. Everyone is at birthdays. I think he did it until he was 79 or 80. Pulling a boat behind him, he'd swim across the bay there. And I would love to interview his mentor, though. I think Paul Bragg's would have been a great interview.
Okay. Now, since this is a show about podcasts, I always like to ask our guests, what podcasts do you like listening to?
Thank you for asking it. There's mine's diverse. I have a gal that's does a vegan show. So I like listening to her. In fact, it's almost in the back of my mind. I'm thinking about having her come to Cheyenne, see if we can make a vegan restaurant successful in real meat and potato country. So that's one of them I listen to.
Do you know the name of the show?
Oh, pardon me?
Do you know the name of the show?
I'll have to send it to you in the descriptions. If I flip it over here.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I can plug into them. I love Gary Vaynerchuk, right? Gary's great, but he's more on the business marketing kind of side of things. And so, when you're a one-man operation, even though we have 9 people that work in the clinic now, you have to wear a lot of different hats, have to develop a lot of different skills. So podcasts on communication. So I'm a real fan of Gary's. Omar Cumberbatch out of Yonkers, New York, does Health Coach Academy. He works with health coaches, love what he's doing. And some of the folks that I've interviewed are just now getting to the point where they're wanting to start their own podcast. So I don't have a lot of people that I get a plug into yet, but they're on their way.
Okay. We have a portion of our interview segment called Shameless Self-Promotion. I don't have a sound effect to go with that just yet, but
this is where... Like a song or something.
Right. I was just wondering if you want to let our listeners know, where they can get in touch with you and about the name of your podcast and all that other information on how they can reach you.
You bet. Yeah, I appreciate that. Right now, the best way to plug in is if you want to know more of our background without, a lot of salesy stuff, right? Just the bare facts is countrydoctornutritionalcenter.com. Kind of a long URL, but countrydoctornutritionalcenter.com. You can plug into that. Our events calendar's on there. We got a ton of free downloads. You don't have to opt in, so you're not going to have your email address spammed by us from, you know, every week for the future. You can just go there. You can peruse around. You can check out our events, our free downloads. And our podcast is Total Wellness Radio. And if you go to iTunes or Google or Stitcher or Breaker, there's about 14 different platforms, Spotify, that you can plug into Total Wellness Radio and enjoy great health naturally is kind of the tagline if you have trouble searching it out. So those are the two of the best ways to kind of connect with us and see what we're about and investigate who we are and what we've done and what we're doing now without us intrusively sending you a bunch of spam emails back.
That's right. And, you know, I wanted to add that, you know, with over 160 shows, you know, Dan's podcast is a treasure trove of information because they're not telling you anything. They're talking with experts, and he's an expert too. You're going to learn when you go to his site. You know,
yeah.
They will get your questions answered.
Yeah, I appreciate the comment there, Jim. You know, and thank you for pointing that out because it didn't even occur to me until you just said that we really, the format of the show is allowing practitioners, because I have a story, right? We all have a story. Why do I do what I do? And with me, it was what I saw happen to my grandparents in the 70s. But all these other practitioners, you know, their ill health drove them to find alternatives. They became so impressed. They went to school and learned, you know what I mean? So it's like story after story after story of why these practitioners, why are you an acupuncturist? Why are you a massage therapist or a chiropractor? That's what it's about. And that's the platform for them to share and really like, why are they doing this? And be very transparent and what happened in their life and the tragedies that they've had to overcome, most of them in their own health. And that's what really put them on this path. So it's really this industry is a labor of love. You know, it's like what healthcare is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be this huge $1 trillion business. It's supposed to be that we have people in our communities that know how to help people be healthy, thrive, restore function, and live a wonderful, productive life. And that's what healthcare is supposed to be. And we're so far off the beaten path with it. It's a broken system.
Well, we can only hope right now, I guess.
Yeah.
But you know, we have people like you to guide us along the right way, right?
Well, we'll do our best.
Okay. Dan Young from Total Wellness Radio, thank you so much for being on the show.
Tim, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's time for Sherpa Suggestions. And in keeping with this week's theme, here's a few more podcasts to check out, which deal with natural wellness in addition to Total Wellness Radio. The UC Wellbeing Channel, and this is created by UC San Diego School of Medicine. The Doctor's Pharmacy with Dr. Mark Hyman. And mind you, pharmacy is spelled F-A-R-M-A-C-Y because a lot of it has to do with food and nutrition, obviously. That's The Doctor's Pharmacy with Dr. Mark Hyman. There's also Wellness 101, the Institute of Natural Health, and the Natural Medicine Journal podcast. Also, if you're on iTunes, check out The Wellness Couch, which has numerous health-related podcasts. Of course, if you make any major changes to your lifestyle as far as your health is concerned, please consult with a doctor or a medical professional first. This podcast assumes no responsibility toward any health claims made on the shows listed. In other words, this Sherpa doesn't want to meet your lawyer. Once again, thanks so much for checking out the show. And a special thanks to Dan Young from Total Wellness Radio. All information on today's show can be found on the Sherpa Sheet, which is right where this episode is on your favorite podcast app. And you can hear this podcast on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, TuneIn, and Breaker. If you subscribe, any new episodes will automatically appear on your podcast app. And if you don't subscribe, I'll continue to bother you until you do. Don't forget to follow me on social media, too. There's a Too Many Podcasts Facebook page. You can also join the Facebook group, People of the Pods, too. It's absolutely free. We'd love to have you. Just be sure to follow the rules. Rule number 35 states, if you bring pizza, you have to have enough for everyone. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @2manypodcasts. And if you're good at getting followers, please let me know how to do that. My Twitter account is so empty, it has an echo. If you download the Anchor app, you can leave me a voicemail that just might show up on the show. And if you're a fan of email, you can email me at jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com. I don't give out anyone's information without their permission. If you're a podcaster who would like to be interviewed, email that address too and we'll try and set it up, okay? So until next time, as we Sherpas like to say, hey, you gonna eat those goat hooves? From all of me at Too Many Podcasts, stay healthy, and I'll see you next time. Viva la Sherpalution! Hey, wait a minute. Don't go yet. Got a few more things to let you know. Next week's show, we'll be speaking with Michael Wood. He's the host of the podcast, The 1 Year Audio Bible Experience. I had a really great conversation with him, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Also, this podcast is finally available on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. What's really great about that is when you hear the show, you can leave me reviews for how you like the show. Please be nice. Please be nice. Please be nice. And also, on June 5th, the contest is coming.